Now, moving on, the people in the Gaza Strip have launched another flotilla in a bid to break the Israeli siege. Hundreds of Palestinians have also protested to support the flotilla near the recently built Israeli maritime barrier in northern Gaza. Our correspondent, Ashraf Shannon, has more details in the following report.
At least 60 small boats sailed toward northern Gaza, close to the maritime security wall put up by Israel to break the naval blockade. Israeli gunboats responded with live fire to scare away the Gazan flotilla. Hundreds of people came to support the flotilla near the beach and hurled rocks at Israeli soldiers in the area. Israeli snipers fired live rounds and tear gas, injuring some 50 protesters. Organizers said that the area near the coast of northern Gaza will be part of the weekly Great March of Return rallies.
This is the sixth location for the Great March of Return rallies. There are already five protest camps near the so-called buffer zone for the weekly peaceful protests. This protest is to affirm to the whole world that our popular resistance will continue until we achieve our goals despite the brutality of the Israeli forces.
Israel has been keeping around 2 million Gazans under a tight land, air, and sea blockade since 2007. Palestinians in the tiny coastal enclave began the Great March of Return rallies on March 30th to demand the right of return for millions of Palestinian refugees and the complete lifting of the Israeli siege.
This is the closest that we can come to the Zionist enemy, and they must understand that we are not afraid of him. This is also a message to Donald Trump, who continues to support our enemy. God willing, we will return to our land and we will break this blockade. Our protests will continue from the land and from the sea.
People from all walks of life attended the peaceful demonstration in northern Gaza, including those who were injured during the Great March of Return rallies.
The blockade and the harsh circumstances that we go through in Gaza will not break us, and we will continue to demonstrate to demand our rights. The injuries will not stop us, and we will remain steadfast as long as it takes. The demonstrations will continue east and northwest of Gaza near the coast.
Since the beginning of the Great March of Return peaceful action, Israeli forces killed scores of protesters and injured thousands.
Fed up with the silence of the international community, Palestinians here want an end to the siege that has taken its toll on all aspects of their lives. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.